Preface. FM 722, Holistic Health and Fitness, establishes the Army's doctrine for the readiness training of soldiers. It is a full revision and expansion on physical readiness training doctrine. FM 722 presents individualized training and testing that builds peak performance in all soldiers. It is the foundation of unit readiness. In an era of multi-domain operations, all soldiers must be able to fight and win in both defensive and offensive operations that occur without notice. The goal of the Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, system is to build physical lethality and mental toughness to win quickly and return home healthy. See ATP 7-22.01 for H2F testing and ATP 7-22.02 for H2F drills and exercises. The principal audience for FM 722 is leaders at all organizational levels. All leaders are trainers. Leaders include officers, warrant officers, non-commissioned officers, and those Department of the Army, DA, civilians in leadership positions. Trainers and educators throughout the Army will also use this publication. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates ensure that their decisions and actions comply with applicable United States, international, and in some cases, host nation laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels ensure that their soldiers operate in accordance with the law of war and the rules of engagement. See FM 6-27/MCTP 11-10 Charlie. This FM is derived from DODD 1308.1 and DODI 1308.3. AR 350-1 directs the Army's mandatory training requirements. Commanders and staff will establish training programs consistent with AR 350-1 and FM 722. And in consultation with their H2F teams and Master Fitness Trainers, MFTs. Training that addresses both the physical and non-physical aspects of soldier readiness is considered by Senior Department of Defense, DOD, leadership to be essential to mission success. This publication comprises the strategic underpinning of the Army's H2F system. Terms included in the glossary are not codified Army terms. They are included only for clarity for the reader. This publication is not a proponent for any Army doctrine terms. For emphasis, the names of specific drills and exercises are title-cased in this publication only. This doctrine and the regulations that support it apply to the active Army, the Army National Guard / Army National Guard of the United States, and the United States Army Reserve, unless otherwise stated. The proponent for this publication is the United States Army Center for Initial Military Training, U.S. Army CIMT, Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC. Submit comments and recommendations for improvement of this field manual on DA Form 2028. Recommended changes to publications and blank forms. To contact U.S. Army CIMT, Commander, Center for Initial Military Training, Attention, Director Research and Analysis, 210 Dillon Circle, Fort Eustis, VA, 23604. Acknowledgements. The copyright owners listed here have granted permission to reproduce material from their works. The source notes lists other sources of information. Photos developed by the U.S. Army Center for Initial Military Training and produced at the Enterprise Media Center in Fort Eustis, Virginia. Running drills discussed in Chapter 7, courtesy Dr. Nicholas Romanoff and Severin Romanoff, Pose Method, Inc., Copyright 2020, Pose Method Publishing, Inc. Portions of Chapter 8's nutritional details with permission from Patricia A. Duster et al.'s The Special Operations Forces Nutrition Guide, https://navyseals.com/wp-content/uploads/2012/12/special-operations-nutrition-guide.pdf.